Mobius's Code by Francis Rosenfeld. Jennifer 8.1.2. It didn't happen. She woke up the next morning, and the morning after that, and the morning after that, just as sane as before, whatever that meant in light of her life situation. One learns eventually that sanity doesn't amount to a hill of beans when attached to a false premise. Sanely believing the world is flat doesn't make it so. Human brains are very plastic, a lot more that people are led to believe, and can adapt to almost anything, as long as they manage to survive it. Jennifer got used to her Akashic commute between two worlds as easily as she had gotten used to moving to a new apartment, transitioning from school life to work life or a new hair color, and with the same jaded attitude too. Thing is, when one gets into the habit of seeing one's life as eminently uninteresting, one starts perceiving even the most unusual events as boring. Every morning Jennifer instinctively reached for her necklace, even before she opened her eyes, to get her bearings on the day. That morning the necklace was there, so she made a mental note that she was in crazy world and dragged her feet to the kitchen to make coffee. The machine hissed and steamed, and at the end of the process a smiling Jennifer sat herself down at the kitchen counter with a foamy cup of espresso and the intention to savor it at leisure. Notice anything unusual? Mobius engaged her in conversation. He seemed tense. And a very good morning to you too, Mobius, Jennifer retorted, annoyed that her peaceful morning was disturbed. Yeah, great. So, did you notice anything unusual? I exist in unconstructed space and pipe down to alternate realities randomly. So, no, everything looks perfectly normal, Jennifer sobered further. She resented Mobius for ruining her mood. He had this unwavering belief in the absolute authority of will over circumstances that turned even drinking coffee into a project. No breaks, no leisure, no activities without a well-defined purpose, all with a comforting rapport of an angelic boarding school master. Jennifer worried he was going to schedule her breathing and sleep-slash-wake cycles soon, and in harboring this thought she had the blood-curdling realization he already had. What she found infuriating in this whole hullabaloo was that existence didn't seem to evolve towards a more serene, heavenly order as a result. If anything, it got more and more out of control with each passing day, like a Chinese finger puzzle that tightens when you fight to free yourself from it. That's because your thought process is random and undisciplined, the angel snapped. Great, blame it on me, of course, what else am I here for? Jennifer continued her mental spat. Mobius dismissed the silent commentary with an irate gesture. Did you notice anything unusual this morning, Jennifer? He pointed at the wall behind her, where, above the coffee maker, the map of Colorado loomed large. Oh, the latter uttered softly. Yeah, so, what does that mean? Jennifer asked politely, with a guilty conscience of not really caring. All she cared about at the time was the aromatic cup of coffee that beckoned from the countertop. The only thing that made this exasperating existence bearable was the ability to enjoy the little things every once in a while. What was the benefit of ruining this cup of coffee for her in order to focus on a situation that was sure to repeat tomorrow and the week after that, in ways that were always surprising and reliably aggravating? She could wake up the following morning to find herself in a world upside down for all she knew. The least he could do was let her enjoy a blasted cup of coffee right now. What that means, Mobius ignored her, is that crazy world bled through the link, I think. You're not sure? Jennifer sipped her coffee leisurely. No, I'm not sure. Do you have more viable conjectures? Maybe Colorado and Connecticut got married and spawned world number 3, she offered. What a terrifying thought, Mobius retorted. Or the link got stuck and now I can't take the pendant off even when I'm in Colorado. That would be a particular case of crazy world bleeding through the link. Why does it matter? It matters, Jennifer, because we don't want to see what your mind sprouts on a regular basis walk the streets of Boulder dressed in bright colors. That is so unfair, she snapped. She had finished her coffee and was now available for the argument. Oh, really? I have one word for you, Griffins. At least I'm not boring humanity to death, she mumbled under her breath. You know what, Jennifer? I just realize you are right. I am of divine nature. I can turn thought into being and master time, and I'm sitting here trying in vain to persuade you to evolve into something more than an eating and breeding machine. What a terrible mistake. I should be out there making worlds, hopefully better than this one. You're on your own. He was preparing to get up from the chair and get the heck out of there when a familiar voice stopped him in his tracks. Is your human pushing your buttons, Mobius? It was a fail who sounded slightly amused. No host in creation can deal with this complete abrogation of responsibility, the former exploded. In fact, I found her situational analysis weirdly accurate. Completely useless, but accurate nonetheless. Your project, your problem, Mobius, fix it.
Fix what?
There is no fixing this. Let's hope, for all our sakes, that you are wrong. You're making great progress. Keep me posted. Aphael dismissed him in a hurry.
Wait, oh, what's the use?
Mobius' mind trailed in the wake of the conversation a moment longer. He gave Jennifer the evil eye. You are going to listen to me. He towered over her with all the authority of his rank. Jennifer stared back at him like a guilty cat, in a way that didn't promise anything good. What was the point of fighting with a human? Even under normal circumstances, their behavior was completely absurd. What could she possibly understand, anyway?